Oh my God. Oh God. Oh, we on that Jack Sparrow, if you know what I mean. All right, y'all. I got a problem. I need to, I'm trying to understand. Like, I think I can somewhat understand the purpose of Black Friday, but why? Why? This shit don't make no goddamn sense. Black Friday's coming around. My headphones are bullshitting. So I was like, you know what? I might as well grab me some new headphones. You know, why not? Why not? I used to have the Beats by Dre long, long, long time ago, the wire ones. I mean, that's a couple of generations since. They got the wireless ones now. And I remember when them first came out and I wanted them shit so bad. But then I thought about it and I'm just like, man, like, if I'm gonna be like, because I really would just be using them when I'm working out. Like, in college, it was nice to have. Like, hey, like, I can't explain it. Just if. It felt nice to have them shits in college. I mean, you know, we hopping off the bus, you know what I'm saying, in Arizona or Oklahoma or some shit, you know what I'm saying? It felt nice having them beats on, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but whatever, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But I don't really like feel the need to like have these big ass over the ear headphones anymore. But Black Friday rolls around and I'm just like, oh damn, I can get them for 100. I feel like I have to get these. So as I'm scrolling, looking on this website, Best Buy. I'm looking at Best Buy and everything, and I'm just like, damn, this is a great deal. This is a great deal. This is a great deal. Next thing I know, I have $962 in my fucking cart. What is up with this? What's the problem? Like, and then look, this is what all I have in the cart. I have not one, but two 65-inch TVs. What I need two 65-inch TVs for? I don't. I don't. This is consumerism. This is a problem. But why do these TVs cost $228? I feel like I'm forced to fucking get this shit. I got headphones over here that was like 100. They got a camera over here that's like 250, something like that. I'm like, bro, like these deals are like, if this is literally any other day of the week, any other time of the year, this shit, like, I mean, and you know, maybe this is the trickery because it shows you like the normal price, but then it has the Black Friday special price. So you looking at it and you like, God damn, this shit $800 off? I gotta get this shit. I hate marketing. I hate marketing. These Black Friday, like, I just don't understand how they're able to make the money. I mean, again, I think I kind of do understand because the year's about to end, yada yada yada. But bruh, ain't no fucking way a 65-inch TV is supposed to be $228. That don't make no fucking. And I got this Best Buy card because if y'all remember early in the year, I broke my laptop. That was a sad time. It was a sad time of the year. But I broke my laptop, so you know, I got a laptop. When I was getting it, I got this Best Buy card, and I mean, you know, it's, you know, pretty cool. But I honestly have no intentions of ever using it. So, you know, it's just another, you know, I guess, line of credit that's, you know, looks good or whatever. But now I'm looking at all these deals and I'm like, bruh, I can get all this shit and not even spend no money for real. I mean, yeah, I gotta, you know, fucking pay back to everything. But like, I believe it's like 18 months or 12 months or something like that, or fucking no interest or something like that. I had that shit paid off in 5, 6 months. Like, there ain't no problem, bruh. I don't need these things. I don't need these things. I'm looking at getting another phone. Honestly, this is a conversation for another day. I was actually considering getting an iPhone just because. No, I'm not gonna, like, that's not, would never be my primary phone. But like, it's like $75. I don't understand. Why this shit is like $500, $600, $700, $800 the entire year. But now, for whatever reason, because it's Black Friday, all of a sudden, oh yeah, you can basically take this shit. Here, nigga, damn. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I might get these TVs though. I might get these TVs. Anyway, that's not why I'm here. Not why I'm here today. Welcome back to another episode of Politically Incorrect, special edition. You know, might be hitting y'all with I think I did mention, you know, I'm gonna be doing a couple of more episodes this week, so here's one. I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's a tricky, tricky, tricky topic. And you know, even though you're going to get my thoughts in a full long form, or you know, long enough form for me to at least attempt to explain myself, you still already have your preconceived notions and preconceived prejudice of myself in this situation. But I didn't want to talk about this the other day when, you know, it happened, because, you know, there's not really much that needs to be said about it. But the shooting in Colorado, I believe it was in Colorado. Yeah. Well, now apparently, yeah, no, I know you already like, oh shit, here we go. Apparently this, the, what do we call this nigga? Suspect? He's not a suspect. The person that did it, I don't know. I'm forgetting. I don't know what the word is for that. The person that did it is now identifying as non-binary. Non-binary. So they are a they them, and they want to be called Mix instead of Mr. and Mrs. Okay. He's clearly, this is gonna sound awful. I love the trolling of it. I love the trolling of it. But then again, who am I to say that he's trolling? I mean, who are we to say that anybody isn't what they say they are, since we now live in this new world where you can identify as whatever you want to and you have to be accepted as such? With that being said, obviously, since people are retarded, what he did was wrong. It doesn't matter if he was non-binary, binary, gay, straight, black, white, red, purple. I think you get the point. Don't matter. What he did was wrong. And I am very curious as to what's the purpose of him wanting to identify as non-binary. I wonder, I mean, because if they're trying to do that to fight the hate crime aspect of it, I think he has bigger problems than the hate crime component. I think that they are my, I think they, see, I'm respectful. I think they have bigger problems than that. But I do find it interesting. And, you know, there are people on the right who are going to obviously use this as, see, these people, they're mentally ill, and you know, they are dangerous, violent, disgusting people. And then they'll, but the thing is, before we found out that they were non-binary, people on the left were like, see, this is what happens when you hate. This is where hate leads. This is yada yada, like, you know, that whole thing. And something that, you know, I've been thinking about. Tolerance is not acceptance. Acceptance is not tolerance. Actually, no, acceptance is tolerance. Tolerance does not mean acceptance, though. I think that we all should have the same basic human rights and privileges, and you should not be infringed upon of that just because of the way you are, who it is that you claim to be or want to be. But when your beliefs or when your ideologies infringe on my safety and my basic human rights, then we have a problem. Let me further explain. I honestly, truly don't give a fuck if somebody is a staunch racist. I don't even know what the word staunch means. I just hear it used in this context. I have a problem. But I don't care if somebody is just the most bigoted, evil person to have ever walked the earth. If that person never disrespects me, puts hands on me, why do I have any reason to feel any type of way about them? They don't have to accept me, but they have to tolerate me. Understood? I think it's the same with this whole, like, you know, I really don't give a fuck about all of the LGBTQIA plus silent P community, but I mean, if you just like Kevin Hart said, all right, fine, he's gay, so what? He's gay, who cares? Who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck if you're gay, I don't give a fuck if you're straight, I don't give a fuck if you think you're a dog, cat, none of that shit. No, I mean, the silent P, that's something that we'll talk about for another day, but I will say, I've been saying that the silent P was gonna be a thing ever since we started accepting all this bullshit, so, you know, here we go. But I digress. If you wanna be any of these things, cool, get it, got it. That does not mean you need to shove this down my throat. I'm not going to come at you. I'm not going to put my hands on you. I'm not going to discriminate against you for being what it is that you say you are. With that being said, I do not have to accept this behavior. I do not have to accept you as you are. I just have to give you the same decent courtesy that I would hope you give to me. Don't attack me. Don't harass me. You can feel whatever the fuck you want to feel. Don't attack me. Don't harass me. My fault, because we live in this fucking climate. Don't physically attack me or harass me. Whatever you believe, whatever you want to do outside of that, so be it. And because it doesn't bother me who it is that you want to sleep with and who it is and what pronouns you want to use and all that shit. But why are we going out of our way to shove this shit down our throat? You don't have to normalize what is normal. Humans have walked this planet thousands of years, tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of years. Actually, based off of, you know, what I actually believe, I believe that we live in a new era. I believe that there's been many past civilizations that have been just as advanced as us, if not even more advanced. And nuclear war has been the reason why, you know, all that shit ended. And we just kind of go through a cycle of certain periods of time. So anyway, in this iteration of civilization, my CT just kicked in, guys. Yeah. I definitely feel like I was going somewhere. But, you know, CT. Anyway, I guess I'll just go to the next point, which I think was somewhat along that. Kind of in the same vein that I was talking the other day, how we've gone from hating the sinner or loving the sinner, hating the sin, whatever the fuck. I was actually thinking about that in a different context, because I know people. I don't know. I mean, I would consider them friends. They might not consider me friends. It is what it is. What is a friend? What is a woman? What is a friend? And I also know people that are, I do know people that are transgender. And I will say this. I have not reached a state of maturity where I'm comfortable. I have not reached a state of maturity where I'm comfortable to fully interact with these people, is what I tell myself. But in certain situations in the past, this was awful. In the past, I was invited to a party. And it was, you know, a friend of mine that, you know, I'm cool with. I know them. I know what they're all about. But their brother, who I don't know, or at least I say didn't know at that time, he is gay. All right, cool. Fuck it. He's gay. All right, whatever. That don't mean shit to me. All right, cool. Whatever. Well, he's having a party. Well, I should have had my antennas raised once he said it was gay, but I wasn't just going to go in there, you know, with a certain prejudice or a bias. You know, I was just gonna be like, all right, fuck it. I know him. He's cool. I know other people that are there that's gonna, like, it's not gonna be a problem. Well, it wasn't as many people that I knew that were there, but there were quite a few people of the LGBTQ community there. Well, there was also someone that was represented the T in the LGBTQ community. And I could tell that there was something different about this person, but we're all chilling, having a good time. It's what, like 5-6 years ago, I don't think. No, we're chilling, having a good time. You know, I mean, they're still human. You know what I'm saying? We can still have conversation, chill, and, you know, it's all right. So you're trans, okay? Cool, whatever. I treated them like I would treat any person. Somehow, after me treating them like a human being, they started to catch a vibe, if you will. And now I am now in a very uncomfortable position. Like, I feel like, you know, it's what I'm sure women feel like oftentimes whenever there's, you know, men that they're not attracted to that are, you know, hitting on them or trying to get with them. And if that's the case, then women, I empathize. It's not often that men, you know, feel that way, but when we do, like, oh God, this is awful. But even then, my bigger point is, I may not like it, I don't accept it, but when I'm presented in these situations, I'm tolerant, I'm respectful. Like, you know, you're gonna have your own fucking idea in your head of who you think I am, but at the end of the day, I don't like it. I wish you weren't these things, but it's not gonna change shit. Unless you start to, you know, have your shit infringe on my shit. That's where things get a little wary. But I've been thinking, because, you know, I obviously with this podcast, been somewhat vocal about, you know, my thoughts and feelings towards the LGBTQ community. And then I'm thinking about that juxtaposed with, again, I have no idea what that word even means or if I used it correctly, but juxtaposed with the actual people in my life that are a part of these communities. And I don't have an issue or a problem with them for being who it is that they are. But they also don't ever really bring that part of their life to situations that I'm in. And, you know, maybe they're doing that, but maybe in them doing that, that's them repressing the true them and the real them. All right, cool. Understood. I could see how, you know, that would be, I guess, unfair to them. But in the same respects, there are certain aspects of, I think, everybody's character that if you know something about a person that you repress out of, you could call it respect, you could call it tolerance, you could call it just not wanting to have issues, wanting to maintain the relationship, whatever the fuck. But I think everybody represses a little bit of themselves in certain situations with people that they care about or care for. That's all. That's all I'm saying. So, yeah, I do have gay friends, a transgender acquaintance. And again, honestly, I'm not really ready for that. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, my mom was telling me, "Oh, did you hear so and so? Like, they fully gone through with it. They're doing that now." And I was like, "Mama, don't ever, ever mention that shit to me while I'm eating again." She left. But I could understand how, if that person were in my presence or had, you know, whatever. Now, obviously, I wouldn't have reacted the same way, but I would. I'm not ready. If I meet you and you're trans, cool. If I knew you before and then you decide to do this, I'm going to need some time. I'm going to need some time. I'm going to need some time, and I may not ever get to the place, but just know I love you and want the best for you. That does not mean we have to be a part of each other's lives, respectfully. All right, I think we've lived up to our namesake by now, politically incorrect. But if we haven't, yeah, I know, I've just been going for like 20 minutes. But now, the actual thing that I wanted to actually talk about this episode is, I was watching ESPN like last week. I believe it was the Warriors versus the Suns. And as I'm watching this game, a commercial comes on for ESPNW. When, you know, it was like Sue Bird, Brittany Griner, Serena Williams, other, you know, big time female athletes. And then it showed like, you know, high school, middle school, well, maybe not middle school, but like high school and college athletes that are, you know, female athletes that are, you know, doing their thing in their own right. And as I'm watching this commercial, I'm just like, I mean, okay, that's cool. But I'm thinking back to some of my marketing classes in college, and I'm just like, so who exactly was the target audience for this commercial? Because this commercial was, you know, I mean, it had to, you know, cost a little bit of money. And you would think that they want some type of return on that. And I would think the return is they want people to be more invested and give a fuck about female sports. Cool. Get it. Got it. I don't understand, though, why it is. And I could very easily be wrong. I'm just going to go ahead and be misogynist and sexist and assume that a majority of people that were watching that game happened to have been born with a penis and identify as a male. I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say that. Does that mean women didn't watch that? No, that's not what that means at all. I'm sure women care and love, all sports as well. So I'm like, okay, if the goal is to get more women, well, maybe the goal isn't to get women, which I think is the problem, because I believe the United States is about 51% slightly more women than men. And of the men, like I think I'm pretty sure we'll just go at 49. You can look up your real numbers on your own, but 49% of the population is male, and I don't think it's crazy to say that the majority of sports fans and sports consumers are male. I don't think that's crazy. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't have the studies in front of me. I'm just speaking on what I believe is pretty obvious, but I could easily be wrong. What is the crossover of the people that are sports fans that are going to watch and give a fuck about female sports? What is that? What is that? What is that small section within the Venn diagram? Or would it make more sense, since women care more about representation than men? I'm pretty sure that's pretty obvious by now. Shouldn't they be targeting women? Since they're doing this whole empowering women thing and all that, shouldn't they be more so focusing on empowering women than forcing men to care about female sports? This has nothing, it honestly doesn't even have to do with women, honestly. People that are sports fans, whatever sport is, I like basketball and football. So whenever I'm watching basketball or football, I enjoy watching the highest level of competition in these sports. Well, obviously, the highest level of football is going to be the NFL, and the highest level of basketball is going to be the NBA. So forgive me for watching guys like Ja Morant, Luka Doncic, Steph Curry, and now you're trying to shove Diana Taurasi at 40 years old and Sue Bird at 40 years old down my throat. I'm sorry. Sabrina Ionescu. What's my girl's name with the Vegas Aces? Vegas Aces. Kelsey Plum. Like, yeah, they're good relatively to the competition that they're playing against, but I would be lying to you if I'm telling you that I am seeing anything even close to what I would see on any NBA game at any time. That's not me hating women. That's not sexist. That's not misogynist. I want to see the best of the best. If you're somebody that listens to podcasts, which, obviously you are, you like to listen to the bigger podcasts. You like to, like, people like what other people like. It's just psychology. It just is what it is. Whatever is perceived to be popular, other people buy into. It would be stupid of me to cry racism because I don't have the same listeners as Joe Rogan. But this is what women do. Oh, you don't want to watch fucking you don't want to watch the Vegas Aces versus the Chicago Sky. No, I do not. No, I do not. There could literally be absolutely nothing on TV. I'm still not watching that. Like, no, I don't care. It's not because they're women. It's because it's lower quality. It just is what it is. Honestly, if anything, if I am, well, you know what? We're not gonna get there yet. We're not gonna get there yet. Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! So this ad plays on ESPN, and I'm thinking, why don't they target women? Why don't they target, even if they're able to only get 10% more female viewers? That would significantly increase the female sports realm. Even if they're able to add 10%, because I don't know what it is already. I'm sure it's not that high. So instead of putting all these female empowerment ESPNW commercials on the Golden State Warriors and the Phoenix Suns, what if we put this shit on things that women actually predominantly watch? The problem is, the things that women predominantly watch, there's not really much crossover. They really don't like, women aren't as interested in sports as men. That's just a fact. Because if they were as interested as men were in sports, female sports would be more popular than any male sport in this country. If women supported female sports the way men supported male sports, women would be the biggest stars in the country. And our sports stars, for lack of a better, I mean, sure, there's Messi and Ronaldo, but more or less, our sports stars are the biggest stars in the world in sports. There is no reason if women cared about female sports, there is no reason why Candace Parker, Sue Bird, Dejanay Carrington, yeah, I just threw her in there, Kelsey Plum, all these people are not the biggest stars in the world. Instead of having to pick up part-time jobs and play overseas to supplement their income or ESPN. But even with that being said, like, yes, they're having to supplement their income, but like, they're still making like, I think the average salary in the WNBA is like 50, 60. I mean, so like, I mean, you're only having to play like 30 something games. You're only working like 5, 6 months a year, and you're making an above average salary in the United States of America. It could be worse. Just saying. They should be putting these commercials on fucking The View. The Kardashians. What is it that women like? I don't know. What TV shows do women like? Love and Hip Hop. I don't know. Whatever the fuck it is that women like. That's where they should be. And you know what? Maybe they do already run these ads on female things. Maybe they do. I would never know. I don't watch these things. But I don't understand the force. I don't understand the agenda of forcing these things down. They're trying to guilt us into caring about lower quality sports. This is why I think people, like, I think everybody needs to play sports in their lives. Like, guys on B team, guys on JV, I've been both. Understand that people aren't going to give a fuck about your sport or your game when there is a higher quality going on. It would be stupid for a JV B team player to be upset, which I was. To be upset that more people go to the varsity game than their game. It would be stupid for people to not care or take seriously their game as the varsity. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it. I don't, it's, I don't know. I don't know. And the thing is, women that play sports, like I've talked about this before, they understand it. They get it. They understand meritocracy. They understand, like, yeah, I come off the bench because there is somebody else that's better than me. Women that play sports tend to have a better grasp of reality, which is why that is a part of my type. I love women that have played a sport because women that have played a sport, they're not as delusional as most women thinking that they're God's gift to the earth. So, these women at least know what meritocracy exists. But I will end with this. If they are going to try to market to men to have us give a fuck about their game, I think that they should tap into them being women. Do with that information what you will. All I know is if I was the commissioner of the WNBA for a season, blowing the NBA out the fucking water. Blowing the. Look, bro. First of all, Kaiser Gondrzic would be the face of the league. And, oh God. OnlyFans would be mandatory for every player in the league. Now, what they want to do on their OnlyFans is up to them, all right? It's up to them. I'm just saying. It is mandatory for every player in the league. You can just be in there shooting free throws. You can. Oh God. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Get this bag. The money's out there, ladies. Go ahead. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all for listening. Hopefully you enjoy your Thanksgiving. I don't know when this episode is gonna come out, but if it's after Thanksgiving, well then hope you had a good Thanksgiving. And if it's before, happy Thanksgiving.